We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chafei, the halachas of when a non-Jew did a malacha for Yisrael, Siv Yedav, on page 318, Kufnun Tes Amen Beis. Says the Mechaber, Likit in Yehudi Asom Letzach Bamteh, but a non-Jew went and picked herbs, grass, for the needs of his animal. Im in Mekiroi, if he doesn't recognize the Jew, Machal, Ma'achalo, Achor of Yisrael. Then he can feed after him the Jew, She'omim Befeneha, where he stands in front of it, but inyan in the way shleituch lintes el derech sham, where it could only go over there. Dila midna lein, whereas could actually to have the animal stand over it, that actually also that would be forbidden. The chashim would consider shemiyil biyod bechlenek, because the Jew might go and actually take it with his hands and feed it. By muktzah, the problem is it's muktzah because it was connected when Shabbos started. Avol, but as we can tend to have kavasamach im akiroi, but if the non-Jew actually is friendly, it recognizes the Jew. And like we had previously spoken about, and also regarding anything that we have to be concerned that maybe he might add more for the Jew. Regarding anything that we don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to add for the Jew. For example, where the non-Jew lit a candle for himself. Or made a ramp to come down for the boat from. Where one candle, one ramp is enough for everybody. And even if he's friendly with him, recognize him, it's going to be permitted. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sipkat Samachdal. So if the non-Jew went and picked grass, letzarech behemteh, for the purpose of his animal. Now, Udas Hayesh Mekila Nal. Now, according to the Yesh Mekila we've previously spoken about, Avkish Likton letzarech behemteh Yisrael, even if he picked it for the purposes of the Jewish animal, Mutz is permitted, Kimin Shechoy Lecha B'muchim, because the animal could have eaten when it was connected. As we said, that anything that you could have had permittedly, now that the non-Jew did it, Melacha doesn't make it forbidden. So the animal could have eaten when it was connected. Im lo yishoy beva nar, unless it was on the side of the river, she'ein yichoy lechem sham, where it couldn't have eaten from there. So then obviously that would come back to this problem. Which Sharatzin Samach Alf, that brings this from the Tosis in Ligapim Gordon that he writes that the same thing is, let's say he's afraid to go over there, that they shouldn't steal it, is also would be us according to everyone for the same reason. You could not have gotten it in a permitted way. Or says the Mishbu, Shayu Hasab Mu'at Mu'at, that's it was very little grass, where it's not known to eat when it's connected. But other person, they don't differentiate regarding this. And really the problem is like them, like we mentioned, that's it's going to be forbidden in either way. Acham Mishasat Chak. However, it's a pressing situation. Where the Jew doesn't have herbs, doesn't have the grass, because B'chayot B'chayim writes, now that you could rely on the Yesh Mekil that we mentioned before, and to tell the non-Jew that he should feed it to his animal, even if he went and picked it for the purposes of a Jew. Which the Sharat Sein Aysamach Beis brings, that the same thing is, that to stay in the front of it, that it can't go anywhere else but to go onto the grass, also one could be lenient and rely on. And says the Mishnah further, says, "V'chem emili in Yehudi ma'im in anor." So let's say the non-Jew filled the water from the river. But Malkum Shchelam Eimatz. Well, look, let's just with animal could have gone on its own and gone to drink. V'ilam Ma'im Machim Lin But La. And the Jewish owner doesn't have any other water to give to it. Avagav Shemil in Yehudi Bishvili Yisrael. Even though the non-Jew went and filled it up for the Jew, mutzah can be permitted. Avaloyim Malay in Yehudi La. Akad Asam. But to tell the non-Jew to actually go and pick the grass. That becholin yasa. That's forbidden. All situation of malacha there, Isaac. Because then you tell the non-Jew do a biblical malacha of kaitze, which is forbidden. Sharatin Lai Samar Gimel brings it also, the Chayodim writes over there that if the animal doesn't have anything to eat, not oats and not other grain, then you can't protest regarding those to tell the non-Jew to go and actually even harvest, to actually cut the grass. Because Mutav Shishayikin, first of all, better let them do it by mistake than do it deliberately, so don't tell them anything. Moreover, because it's Harbal Chayim, pain to the animal. But if it's possible to get oats, even though he's going to have to spend a lot of money on it, even that the non-Jew is going to have to bring it through Arush HaSarabim, which is only rabbinic, then now I'll tell him to go ahead and actually cut the grass, which is a full-fledged shvus of telling a non-Jew, which is a malacha d'Rabban, of telling him to do a malacha d'Raisa. But to bring it through Arush HaSarabim is only shvus to shvus, and for sure that it's forbidden where you could go ahead and just bring the animal on top of the connected grass. However, whether to tell a non-Jew to fill up water and for sure to go ahead and cut the grass, that's forbidden more than what you have to eat in this one day, to do more than what you need. And through a Jew, it's always going to be forbidden. I cannot show you up until the words of the Chayyadim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, so to tell a non-Jew, Lamalas Maim and Abar, to fill a border from the pitcher of Shusha Yachim, to a public domain. Again, that's biblical. In all situations, that's going to be forbidden. Which Sharatina Samachdal brings that, because in the Carmelis, a rabbinically prohibited area, that he already wrote himself in the Klaus, the Chayyadim, the Klaus Samach Beis Dilchez, that's permitted because of Tzar Balachayim, and obviously that his intent over here in Klaus Samach Gimel is that they write it's forbidden, is Dafkab Shemesh Yochet to Rosh Hazarab. And says the Sharatina, however, in truth, that this is not not so clear, because according to his svar, because it's Sarbal Chaim, so why would he not be making from Shazir to Shazram? Isn't it similar to the milking of the animals, which the Dirshah 56 brings? That what he means to say is that even though the milking of an animal is forbidden in the Torah because of a malacha of Matharik, which is a talada of malacha of Dash, however, the Shulchan Aruch permits in Simchin Hay to tell a non-Jew to milk the animals because of Tzar Bala Chaim. So Mishbur writes over there that, however, it's better to milk, that the non-Jew should milk the animal into a food, because in such a situation, not only by, it's only going to be a shvus to shvus, where in such a situation that the milking is not awesome in that Torah, because a mashka bala oichel is considered like a oichel. But says the Sharatin, it's possible that because it's not so clear to him, this svarad, that there is Tzar Bala Chaim, so that he didn't want to be lenient only in the karmelis. However, it's logical that in our Shazram, that also you could be a judge qualifying that as a karmelis in the present situation regarding at least the halacha of Amir Lehudi, regarding telling a non-Jew to be lenient, regarding to consider as a shvus to shvus, which is mutter in certain present situations. Says the Mishmur further, he says, Achim Sviv HaBoi HuKarmelis, but let's just not going straight from Shazirch to Shazam, which oftentimes there's like rabbinically prohibited areas around the bar. The Matash of Mechalas HaMagbez, the Chayon permits in Kalas HaMagbez, Al Adei HaNehudi through an Anjum, Shem Tzar Bael Chaim, because the pain of the animal. But Avka Pamecha B'yem, again, but it's only one time in the day, Layers and not more, Al Adei Yisrael, and through a Jew, Ilmas is always going to be forbidden. Simkon Samachay. So he said, the non-Jew went and picked the herbs for his own animal. If he doesn't recognize the Jew, the Jew could go and feed afterwards, because the muktzah, although it's muktzah because it was connected on Shabbos, is still mutabana, permitted to have benefit for his animal to have hanof from it. Sivkon samachbav, that the Jew stands in front in the way that the animal could only go over there, because actually take him, the animal right over there would be forbidden, because we're concerned that the Jew might take with his hands and feed and his muktzah. Avol vat. But let's say the Jew is friendly with the non-Jew, then it's forbidden for him to use it after, even after the non-Jew. It says, from the fact that the Mechaber says this unspecifically, it sounds like that even if the non-Jew had picked the vegetation, not in front of the Jew, us is still forbidden if he's friendly with him. That's how Menachem ruled. And at least, it has to be that the non-Jew knew when he was doing his malacha of picking the vegetation, that his friendly Jew also needs it. Then it's applicable to the decree that he's intending to add for him. Which the Sharatin Asamach Tches brings this from the Tazni Al Rab, and also Morgan Brum agrees be'etzim to this halacha, even though their shitas are very different. Look at Prima Gadam. However, his opinion is more than this, that even if he picks in front of him, it's not asr, only when he knows that he needs it in the Tazni Al Rab, but they don't explain their opinion regarding this really legally or stringently. Continues Mishpur, says, V'yesh poiskim ha-machmir, she said, and there are certain halakhic authorities that they're stringent. They hold that film kvar osa ehein yuhudi, that even if the non-Jew already did it, but lo yoda asha yisrael tzarch, and he didn't even know then that the Jew needed it, osa makir, it's forbidden if he's friendly with him, the after him is a chashash, although there's no contention, Shabbos, 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 that he's going to be adding more for him in this Shabbos, because he didn't even know that he needed then, because we make a decree that b'mashi yonu b'malachti, if he's going to have benefit from his malacha, yagilu l'harmbis b'shvil l'shabbos acheres, that he's going to come to accustom him to do it more for him on a different Shabbos. But alayis atzer, cheshalaka was there, but said the Mishbur, in this pressing situation, one could be lean regarding this halacha. With the Sharatin Ais Samartes, who's these Machmirin? It's Beis Yisrael, according to his opinion. And that's the sounds that goes up from what he brings. It's Beis Yisrael, the name of that goes astray, the name of the Rezruah, that according to everyone, if he baked or cooked the Ebed of the Yisrael, the slave of the Yisrael on Shabbos, even for his own purposes, even his first Shabbos and the first time, that the slave doesn't even know if his master will eat from this or not, even so, it's going to be forbidden. And he quotes within the Rezruah, the reason for the Tesefta, because he's going to be Margulim, he's going to be accustomed to do it on a different time, on the coming Shabbos. That sounds like from the Stimus Lashon, that even if he doesn't bake in front of him, it's going to be awesome for this reason itself. But he says, it's a Pella and the Eli Rabbah, and Sifkan Tess, he quotes from the Yisrael, these things to Halacha, and Sifkan Chafei, he quotes a Dafka when he knows that the Yisrael needs it afterwards to feed his own animal. He says, maybe by a slave and a maidservant, we're more concerned that he's going to intend to do it for his master in all situations. Sifkan Samach Zayin. So he said, if he's Makira, then us in the Sabinin, Hainirak Erev, but says Mishwa, that's only up until the evening. But he also says, but you don't have to wait how much time it takes to do the Malacha after Shabbos. Sivkon Samaches, and the Mechaber said that anything that you have to be concerned, Shemiyam B'Shvila. But something that there's no concern, like what's called Neil Echa Neil Meya, that one candle is enough for everyone, there's no being adding, then Sivkon Samaches, the name from Makira, it's going to be Mutter from Tabana. Because even those who hold less of Shabbos has to be concerned that we should be favored, because they might do it on the following Shabbos. Le'chashim is it. Regarding this, we're not concerned. She has to be full Yisrael. Atzma Shabbos Achaz that he can do just for the Jew on another Shabbos. The Dafkam Dabbas Shas La'atzma, specifically something that he's doing for himself. Chashin Hashem Yam Bishul Yisrael. That we're another time when he's doing for himself, he might add in for the Jew. But she has to be full Yisrael, but not that he do it specifically just for the Jew and not for himself. And this is something that once you do it for yourself, there's nothing more that you have to add on for other people. So if you base Alva Bishayin Makiri, even though he doesn't recognize him in Moib B'Feish, but if he says explicitly, Shalasarich Yisrael, he says he's doing it for the Jew, or Yafil Amein HaImakin, even though he's not doing this, but a Maisa Mechichin, his actions prove Shalasarich Yisrael, he says he's doing it for the Jew, Kugoyin Shedlik Ne B'Vayish Yisrael, but like for example, he lit the candle in the house where the Jew is, V'Alachlein Yudi and the non-Jew left, then he's obviously did it for the Jew, also it's going to be forbidden. Says the Mishmur Sevkan Sabach, this in Moib B'Feish, if he says explicitly, it's limit, what it means to say is, also then it's forbidden, Afil Mishtamish Metchil B'Asmakin, then if he says explicitly, then it's forbidden, even if he actually used it first, like I said previously, Zavab, Sevkan Ein, or when it's obvious, where he lights in the Jew's house, and then he leaves, and he didn't use it at all, then it's going to be forbidden. Now, Mashmah sounds like that if non-Jew did not leave, that would be permitted for the Jew to utilize it, take it, like and there right away when he lights it, even before the non-Jew uses it, because we suspend that he probably lit it, even though he didn't use it yet, that he's going to subsequently use it, that he did it for himself. Regarding this point. Sivid Gimel. Imlikit in Yehudi. If the non-Jew went and picked the vegetation, the hechel lebemis he saw, and he fed the Jewish animal. And so, limchus biyad l'fisha, temporarily you don't have to protest. Avlam rogel b'kach, but if he's accustomed to doing this, so limchus you have to protest. Says the Mishmur Sivkot Ayin Alav, and so limchus biyad you don't have to protest. Milaket from picking it, ulahach lebem to feeding his animal. Ki mishayin no isis ever tibi so, because he's not doing this with the command of the Jew. El matz was doing it on his own. For minim we see the level of nasi so mechavan, he's not doing it for the intention of benefiting the Jew. El adai did enough, he's doing it for himself, because he wants to profit from this. Regarding the fire, to protest regarding the non-Jew, because Shabbat Asma Chabbos when he's coming on his own to extinguish the fire. Which is not the case which we had previously. The Jew himself is going to feed his animal. Also, that's forbidden because he's actively having benefit from what the non-Jew had done in Malacha. Same thing is because if the non-Jew is feeding his animal with his command, that's also forbidden. Even if he had picked it on his own originally, which Sharatin Ais Aimbe says that's how it appears to me that even if he picked it for himself, the non-Jew, but then with the Jew's command, he feeds it to the animal because in truth, the picking was for the Yisrael. Sivkan Aimbe, but if it's a custom, which Dirshan number 66 brings, how many times considered Ragel? Because Kavachim writes, based on the words in the Shachin, that's two times. Then you have to stop him, you have to protest. Because Durak HaHarom HaBalma, that means it's just being deceptive, us it's forbidden, because obviously he's doing it for the Jew. So he said, if he's friendly with him, then it's usher for him to have benefit from what the vegetation that he had picked for his animal. Now, Mechabe says unspecifically that regarding this halacha, it doesn't differentiate. It sounds like that even if he did it not in front of the Jew, it's going to be forbidden, like the Beis Yosef writes, and that's how it appears the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. They don't mention the words of Abai that has to be specifically in front of the Jew. And that's what it seems like from the opinion of Tosfos Beit Daf Gimel. Not like the opinion of Ran and Magen Mishnah that they write that Dafka in front of the Jew, it's going to be forbidden. But then Yitzchayach to make the Gzera that he might be intending to increase for the Jew when he's doing it. And that's how the Taz and the Rabbi quote. In truth, the opinion of Ran and Magen Mishnah, you find also many Rishonim that write Pepshitas without any differentiation. And that's like the Sarah Abai and the Gemara. And it seems to them that also Rabbi doesn't deserve agree on this, and it seems to me, says the Be'er Halacha, that's what sounds like from their words from Lashon the Gemara. So they all write the Dafkim, if you do it in front of the Jew, it's forbidden. Well, Chayre, it'd be possible to rely leniently on all these Gedolim, and specifically that the Ram and the Rif, they don't run explicitly the opposite. Magen Mishnah is not sure, it's possible that also he would hold like this. It's just that, however, one should not be lenient regarding this because the Taisis, they rely themselves on the word of the Tesefta on Shabbos, that it's explicitly that you see that even not in front of the Jew is going to be forbidden. Because even though you don't have to be concerned that he might be marbid for him about this Malacha, we're concerned that he might get him accustomed to do it a different Shabbos, look over there. And their words are brought in the Arizaruah, and also Rabbi Yerucham agrees to their opinion, it's just that Rabbi Yerucham contradicts himself. So therefore, one should not be lean regarding this, like the stima of the Achrein that we mentioned. Now the truth is, there's no nafkamina regarding this lahalacha. Why? Because even if we're going to pass like these great ones to be lenient, but the Magid Abraham writes that specifically if the non-Jew doesn't know that the Jew needs it, Because if not, it would be forbidden according to everyone, even not in front of the Jew. Because the primary reason of that has to be in front of him is so that he should know, oh, that the Jew needs it, and he's going to add for him. If that's the case, when the non-Jew knows that the Jew needs it, it's forbidden even not in front of him. And when he doesn't know, that also according to Taz and El Rab, it's going to be permitted. And even though it sounds from the Taz that he holds that according to the Makilin, when it's not in front of him, it's permitted in all situations, it doesn't seem to be leaning two coolest together. Edited comment is, and the words in the Magen Avraham says the Berlacha, he says, is beyond me, because we're under the ramp from Leil, but the non-Jew knew that they needed the ramp to come down from. And even so, Abai says that therefore they permitted to come down because he did it not in front of him. And also from the passage of the words of Rishayim, that Alin, it sounds like that specifically in front of him it's forbidden, not in front of him it's been in all situations. And the big Svara says the Bialacha, according to Mahabal understanding, that this the non-Jew knows that the Jew needs. It's not very obvious that he'll have in mind for him, because you think he has in mind everyone that he's friendly with. It's only when he knows when he needs it, and also he's in front of him, then he's paying attention to have in mind to add for him. Which actually, addition number 59 brings that maybe you could answer from this question on the Magen Avraham is it's not talking about when the last station of the boat, and therefore as long as Ramlil was not in front of the Nachri, could be that the Nachri thought Ramlil had in mind to continue on the trip on the cruise with the boat to some other places of the Shabbat. So that wouldn't necessarily be a difficulty. But said the Be'er Halacha further, he says, look at the sugya over there that the Gemara asked from the bathhouse, and Rashi explains the Kedusha around that. Also according to Abaya, the Gemara is asking that consider Shlomo Befanav, and even though he knows that for sure that the Yisrael needs the Merchatz, because it was most of the Yisraelim over there, look over there. But again, the Chiddush Abbas says, edition number 61, you can answer that it's possible that the non-Jew thinks that the Jew does not need the Merchatz on Matzah Shabbos because he already bathed on Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, he's not doing Malachi, he's just resting. And therefore, it's only when he's standing in front of him that he recognizes their needs, then he's going to do Malachi also for them. So he says also that's not necessarily such a difficulty. Some of the Dirshus, edition number 55, the Mishburah said that Muktzah is Mutabana. And that's how it's brought in Simichin Chas, Sevkot, and Pebez, and Pechas, Simichin Yirav, Sevkot, and Mabez, that Muktzah is Mutabana. However, in Shatzin, later on, Simichin Tovkov, Alf, Sevkot, and Alf, he writes, that's forbidden to have benefit from a Devar Muktzah when you're doing an action actively, might be dime, also, even if you're not moving it. And Shubhaz Beit Levi comments that in Simichin Yirav, he writes that you're allowed to lay on straw that's muktzah, even though you're going to benefit from it. So Yashav answers, it's only when you do a maisa, b'shtamshas, b'yadayim, actively having utility, it's considered as if you're moving the muktzah, which is not the case when you're just laying on the straw, and that's what's been in this reality. It adds on that, therefore it's permitted to sit on the stone that's muktzah, because it's not considered as you having utility, it's just having benefit by default, which is not the case to lean your support your the legs of a bed on the stone. That would be forbidden because regarding that, it's considered as utilizing the stone as part of the legs of the bed. We discuss this in Simish and Chesed Kotten Pei Beis. Issue number 58. Shmuel said that we could presume that the non-Jew lit it for his purposes of utilizing afterwards. Now this is the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simishin Reishin Bov Sif Beis and Mishmuel over there Sif Kotten says that if the non-Jew did not utilize the candle right away, it's forbidden for the Jew to utilize it. And we don't say that presumably the non-Jew lit it for himself. So the Tzil Dovr explains that's talking about by a non-Jew who recognizes the Jew. And for that reason, you could say that presumably he lit it for the Jew. The Big Deyesha writes that here's talking about that by a non-Jew that lit a candle in his house. And for that reason, presumably he lit it for himself. It's just that if he leaves from his house right away after he lit it, that we would say, oh, he did it for the Jew, which is not the case previously. It's talking about the non-Jew who was utilizing a house that's not his, and did a malacha for the public, let's say a hotel, when it's half Jews, half non-Jews, he did it for both of them, and therefore, specifically when he utilized the candle right away, it's obvious that he did it for himself, and therefore then it would be permitted for the Jew to have benefit from the candle.